Welcome to our deep dive. Today, we're stepping into Tesla's Giga Berlin factory, a place that seems to be redefining car manufacturing and definitely sparking some debate.
Yeah, it's really interesting.
We're digging into an article from Dagens Industri,
okay,
a Swedish business newspaper, that gives us a rare peek behind the curtain at this factory. They even got an interview with the factory manager.
Wow.
So get this. They built this state-of-the-art facility right outside Berlin.
Right, right.
Which, you know, Berlin's known more for its art scene than its assembly lines, right?
Yeah.
So it's interesting what this location says about Tesla's strategy. I mean, it's a pretty bold move, setting up shop in the heart of Europe's automotive industry. Like, they're not just making cars, they're after the best and brightest engineers.
Right, right. It makes sense geographically.
Exactly. Think about it. Cutting-edge battery tech, autonomous driving, all that. Berlin puts Tesla in prime position to compete for that talent.
Absolutely.
And they're pulling out all the stops to attract them.
Oh, yeah.
Over 500 free charging stations. And not just for employees, for anyone.
Wow.
Plus, a dedicated train line straight into the city center.
I mean, that's a big perk.
Right. And then they've got this whole open plant factory layout, casual dress code, music playing while they work.
Really?
It's a far cry from your typical car plant.
Yeah, that's a very different environment than what you normally see in a place like that.
Right. And, you know, it was a gamble. I mean, starting construction with just preliminary permits, that was a huge risk.
Huge risk, yeah.
But it also gave them a huge head start, years ahead of the competition.
That's true, yeah. They were so far ahead of everyone else.
And they must have been so confident because they actually set aside this, like, hefty sum, like $100 million, just in case.
Wow. Like an insurance policy against the red tape.
Exactly. They were like, we're doing this.
Right.
And the innovation, like, it doesn't stop there. Inside Giga Berlin, it's like, I don't know, stepping into the future of manufacturing, right?
Oh, tell me about it.
We're talking massive robots, like the kind you only see in sci-fi movies.
Right.
They even gave the two biggest ones nicknames, King Kong and Godzilla.
No way. Seriously.
Yeah. But here's the thing about these robots. It's not just about size. It's about precision. Speed, you know? They've got this production line humming.
Yeah, I bet.
A new car body rolls off the line every 45 seconds.
That's insane.
That's faster than some competitors can produce a car, like, in a day.
I mean, come on, that's unbelievable.
It's mind-blowing when you actually think about it. A car going from sheet metal to ready to drive in under 10 hours.
Wow, so how do they do it? What's the secret sauce?
Well, a lot of it comes down to this process called gigacasting. So, you know, most car manufacturers, they weld dozens of smaller pieces together to make the car's frame.
Right. Yeah. The traditional way.
Tesla's like, why not just cast large portions in one go?
Makes sense, actually, when you think about it.
Right. And that's what they do. They use these, like, massive high-pressure molds to form these major parts of the car's structure.
Oh, interesting.
And get this, they're using this specific aluminum alloy that's, like, notoriously difficult to work with on that scale.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah. It's really a testament to their engineering, I think.
For sure. Pushing the limits.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, the article even mentioned this worker, Stefano Ferraro, I think his name was. He had experience with gigacasting before even joining Tesla.
Oh, so he had, like, insider knowledge.
Right. He had worked with this process at a supplier in Italy, but even he was like, the scale at Giga Berlin is just like another level.
Right.
So it really highlights, I think, how Tesla's really pushing the boundaries.
Absolutely.
But, you know, all this efficiency, it comes at a price.
Mm-hmm.
To create these massive factories, to power these robots, to even get the materials.
Yeah, yeah.
It has a real impact on the environment. And that's where things get, you know, a little complicated, right? This incredible efficiency, it's kind of sparked a whole other debate.
Yeah, there are definitely two sides to this coin.
Exactly. It's like this complex issue. On the one hand, you have Tesla pushing for this greener future with electric vehicles.
Right, which is important.
Absolutely. But then on the other hand, you have the real immediate impact of actually building these mega factories.
Yeah, the environmental costs.
The deforestation, the water usage. I mean, these are all legitimate concerns that people have raised, right?
They are, for sure. And these concerns are being raised by activists who are really trying to hold Tesla accountable.
Exactly. And, you know, to be fair, Tesla says they are committed to sustainability.
Okay, so what are they doing?
Well, they point to their water consumption. They say it's relatively low.
Okay.
Their reforestation efforts, like they're planting twice the number of trees they removed for the factory.
That's good, at least.
Right. And they're even claiming to recycle all of their industrial wastewater.
Well, that's a start. What about, you know, the bigger picture? How do they treat their workers?
Yeah, that's another thing, right? It's not just about the environmental impact. The way Tesla actually manages its workforce, that has also come under, you know, quite a bit of scrutiny. Especially when it comes to unions.
Right, which is a big deal in many parts of the world.
Exactly. Take the situation with that Swedish union, IF Metal. I think I'm saying that correctly. They're actually currently on strike.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that.
And get this, Tesla's response was basically to shift its sourcing. They're just getting those parts from China now.
Really?
Yeah.
So they basically just sidestepped the whole issue.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, even the factory manager, Thierig, he said, quote, production wasn't affected at all.
Interesting.
Which I think is pretty revealing, right?
For sure.
Because it really shows you how important maintaining that, like, breakneck production speed,
yeah,
how important that is to Tesla, even in the face of these labor disputes.
It seems like efficiency trumps everything else.
Right. It really does seem that way. And this, I think, kind of brings us to the bigger picture here. Because Giga Berlin, it's really just one piece of Elon Musk's, you know, you could say, grand vision, right?
Yeah, he's got his hands in a lot of different things.
Exactly. Factories all around the world, ventures into AI, robotics.
Right.
He's even got his sights set on Mars, you know?
Yeah, that's a whole other story.
Exactly. It really makes you think, where does all of this leave us? Giga Berlin, it's this fascinating case study, right? It's incredible innovation. I mean, this drive for efficiency, I don't think it's matched in the industry.
Yeah, I agree. They're really in a league of their own.
But at the same time, it's also raising some, I think, serious questions about environmental sustainability and labor relations in this whole, like, brave new world of car manufacturing.
Absolutely. These are big questions that we need to be asking ourselves.
It really feels like a trade-off, you know?
Yeah, a trade-off that we're all going to have to grapple with.
As we're moving towards this more, hopefully, you know, electric future.
Definitely. This is something that's not going away anytime soon.
It's going to be fascinating to see how it all plays out, right?
Absolutely. I'm really curious to see what happens next.